Hypothetically, a meditator, through practice, gains an experiential understanding of the Four Noble Truths and is established in mindfulness and equanimity. Life is good and the glass is half full. However, there isn't a belief in rebirth and that suffering will end in this lifetime. Why should the meditator continue on the path? Well, I think one of the things with the Buddha's teaching, the Four Noble Truths are an experiential teaching. And it also, one of the epithets of the Dhamma is that it's leading, when we chant it, we chant leading inwards. It's a phrase that can be translated two ways, leading inwards or leading onwards. So that with that insight and experience will tend to lead one onwards. And so that you realize the possibility, what you're doing is you're starting to get an experiential confirmation or an insight into what is possible. And it continues to open up new vistas and new possibilities to continue. And one realizes that one part of the realization of possibilities is also sort of recognizing the limitation of one's own previous perspective or one's previous attachments and clinging. You realize, oh, those start to fall away because you say, oh, it feels so much better to drop that. And that is a spur and an inspiration, an encouragement to continue so that it continues to open up for one.